Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 17th, 2006. Today's message is titled Strengthened by Grace. And for new podcast listeners, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages to encourage others each weekday morning from our home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's scripture text is from Hebrews 13, verse 9. Simple statement that brings me much encouragement. It states, quote, "It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace," end quote. Each day, if I choose to do so, I could draw on contemporary illustrations that many of us are familiar with. Normally, I don't do that. We can read plenty of this information in the paper or hear it on the news. But I read recently that two of the suspects now in police custody in London regarding last week's terror plot planned to sacrifice their six-month-old son in the name of jihad. The couple secretly plotted to use their child's baby bottle as a liquid bomb to destroy themselves and their child, along with the entire passengers and crew. As horrifying as this is, it's not an isolated phenomenon.
As we consider the instability of this present world, we long for stability and security. But don't be deceived. The world is unable to offer any real guarantee for this stability. Wars and rumors of wars, terrorist actions and threats will always exist. There's so much insecurity that can cause distress and anxiety. It's real and a part of our fallen world in rebellion against Almighty God.
The Epistle to the Hebrews was written to encourage early believers who were tempted to return to their old way of life. These believers were enduring both persecution and false teachings that sought to undermine their faith. In fact, the phrase immediately preceding the daily text states, quote, "Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings," end quote. Well, there are all kinds of strange teachings in our day as well. So the biblical admonition is ever pertinent.
But let us ponder this phrase today. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Perhaps you would like to personalize it even further by declaring, "It is good for my heart to be strengthened by God's grace." And it sure is.
God's grace is so amazing in a multitude of ways. This grace strengthens our hearts. We grow weary. Discouragement sets in. Friends may forsake us, and false doctrines abound. Ceremonial foods can't strengthen, and neither can a host of other man-made religious substitutes. But God's grace strengthens the heart.
The psalmist knew this. He wrote in Psalm 27:14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." The psalmist cried out in soulful honesty from Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Paul's beautiful prayer for the Thessalonians is always needed in chapter 3, verse 13. "May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones." Today, my friend in Christ, may God's amazing grace strengthen your heart.
The assurance we have is a spiritual inner assurance. The word strengthen conveys the sense of being established and stabilized. How is this possible? It is by His grace, God's wonderful, undeserved favor and blessing. This grace is sufficient. It's altogether adequate. Today I pray that we will all experience this wonderful strengthening. I want to close today by sharing the words of a song that has been meaningful to us for many years. We enjoyed it, especially it seems in our church in New England. And my, how that congregation sang out in this song. Perhaps you sang it in your church as well. The song is a song called By Grace Alone. The words go, every promise we can make, every prayer and step of faith, every difference we can make is only by His grace. Every mountain we will climb, every ray of hope we shine, every blessing left behind is only by His grace. And then the refrain states, grace alone which God supplies, strength unknown He will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone. There's actually a second verse that's beautiful as well. I'm going to encourage you to go to the website for that. My wife's going to share a prayer right now. And this prayer is a way to really express to God your desire for His strengthening grace today.
Let's pray. Father, Your exceeding grace is evident as far as the eye can see and reaches far beyond my limited imagination. But the greatest aspect of Your grace is that You choose to reside within my heart. Your abundant grace brings me assurance when the world speaks of trouble. Your abiding grace brings me consolation when others would forsake me. Your sustaining grace is manifested more in the trials of life than the mountaintop experiences. Thank You for supplying me with Your sufficient grace in the height and depth of my existence. Your amazing grace is supernatural, and it never ceases to amaze me. Amen.
Amen. Well, our ministry again is called Daily Encouragement Net. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today there are a number of additional resources on the site. And if you happen to be listening to this podcast any day but the 17th of August, just go back to that particular message in the archive file. I have an audio up, too, of that song I referred to called Grace Alone. It's by a church in Louisiana that places the site up on their website. Do a good job with it. Have a personal note. I'm not going to read right now. The podcast is getting a little long, but regarding the time I actually met Scott Wesley Brown, and there are some other resources I have as well that might be of interest to podcast listeners on the site. Have a blessed day today. Thank God for His grace. May you be strengthened by His grace today.